Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Time to chat some Weber State Wildcats. Weber State gets another W, knocking off Southern Utah. Still remaining undefeated on the season. Joining us now, the head coach of Weber State, Jay Hill. Coach, how are you?
Hey, Coach.
Doing good. How are you guys?
So good.
Doing really well. Hey, congrats on another W. And again, you know what? Your team needs to make plays and to make sure it gets done. And I got to imagine you like the way your team's responding, even when they deal with some adversity from time to time.
You know what? They're battle-tested right now and just continue to be so each week. And you know, every football game you fight through adversity, but we've fought through our fair share already this year, and I'm proud of them how they continue to respond. So that's a sign of a good team.
At what point did you know you were going to have Bronson Barron back, your starting quarterback?
Well, he took snaps throughout the week. They had him in a cast, a big cast, all the way until Thursday, which was a little worrisome, just because of, you know, ball handling and taking snaps under center. There was actually one practice in there where he fumbled, you know, maybe three or four CQ exchanges. Jeez. And that had me a little concerned. And then they put him in a little bit of a softer one for, I think, Thursday practice. And when he showed that that had helped a lot, we felt pretty confident that he could be the guy.
Did I mean, and look, he's still young, he's still new to this team, but does he bring a bit of a calming influence when he's out there?
I mean, he brings a talent that he can throw the ball, and yeah, we all know it, the opponents know it, and he came out right out of the gate and hit a long, I don't know exactly how long it was, but it was over 50 yards right out of the gate, and it just, I think it put a shot in the arm to a lot of people that, you know, we can move the ball and go down the field. So that was good. It was good to have him back.
So, Coach, you know, we get so used to thinking Josh Davis and the horse and handing it to Josh doing the work. And you've got Dante McMillan that goes off for 13 carries, nearly 140 yards, and puts a touchdown up, average 10 yards a carry. Talk to us a little bit about the freshman, Dante McMillan.
Well, he's going to be a great player. And we've known it. We got him out of Seattle. He actually had a bunch of FBS offers at one time, and then Coach Duff did a great job recruiting him, got him down here. We knew he was going to be good, and he just continues to improve. And he's made some plays already this year. I think he had his fourth touchdown in that game on the season, so he's already made some plays for us this year, but he continues to get better. And that was one more of those adversities you talk about. Josh Davis went out pretty early in that game with that twisted ankle. And the between Dante McMillan and Daniel Wright, those guys came in and did a good job. We ran for nearly 250 yards on those guys who hadn't given up much rushing yards to this point. So that was a big deal in this game that those backup running backs played so well.
How bad is Josh Davis in his situation, Coach?
Well, we're hoping to have him back this week, but today and tomorrow will tell a lot on exactly where he gets back. And it is one of those ankle sprains that I think is not going to be 2 or 3 weeks. I think he'll be back sooner than later, but for this game, we don't know yet.
It's a frustrating injury, is it not? Just 'cause you never really know what the timetable is going to be on something like that?
Oh, they're a pain in the butt. they are. And, you know, Josh is tougher than nails, and so if anybody can get back in a week, it would be him. But that's kind of been this season, as I've explained before. You know, We've had to win now with Bronson Barron playing half of a game with a broken wrist, and then the next game he doesn't play. Now you have to win with your top tailback out for half a game. I mean, that's football, but this has been kind of one of those years right now.
So kind of rounding off now, what will be the end of the regular season coming up this weekend against Idaho State, from what I understand, Coach, correct? Or is Cal Poly going to be rescheduled? How will the end of this season going to be? Can it kind of round out and
no,
be?
I think this will be the last game, and there's a lot riding on it for us. You know, we got an outright conference championship, which Weber State's never had, so that's a big deal. And then, you know, a high seed in the playoffs, which is a big deal, and home field, hopefully. And there's a lot riding on us needing to pick up this game and go out and play well. So this is a big one for us.
As a guy that really, you know, I know you cut your teeth, especially at Utah, as a special teams guy. I know the block punt given up for a touchdown probably drives you nuts a little bit. Kind of take us through that and what your plans are on special teams going forward.
Well, that was a disaster, and you got to give Southern Utah a ton of credit. They schemed up a nice block against what we were doing. We didn't play great on special teams, which is very, very unusual for us. Usually that's, you almost just chalk that up each week as a win for us. But Southern Utah got us in that area. We didn't play very good. We didn't get any huge returns off, which we normally do. And bottom line, we got to be better this week. I think it was a wake-up call for our players. I got on them pretty hard yesterday in meetings just about that's not us and we can't ever act like that. But again, you got to give Southern Utah a ton of credit. They made a couple big plays in the kick game that, you know, swung that battle in their favor.
So now you get ready for a team that you saw already in Idaho State. Coach, you started out the season against them, got a good, solid win. If I remember right, talking to you after that game, you felt very good about a lot of the performance. Barron with 312 yards and solid in his debut. What's it like? I mean, preparing for a team that you've already seen once, do you expect the unexpected? How do you prepare for Idaho State now?
No, I think it's going to be very similar, in my opinion. I mean, the NFL teams have to do it every year, right? In their division, they play each team twice, once at home, once away. So this is nothing new to sports. In the NBA, they do it every year, multiple times, play at different, you know, the same teams. And so I'm actually excited for it. This is only the second time in my career where we've played the same team twice. The first time was in 2019 when we beat Montana in the playoffs. So I'm actually excited for this, to play these guys again, and I think it's a good matchup. Their offense is playing very, very, very well right now. So I'm excited about what this game is for us and how our guys will come out and handle the situation.
Bit of a chess match, do you think? I mean, do you anticipate there's – and obviously, you know, you don't need to go on what you guys are going to do, but do you anticipate a lot of changes from what Idaho State did in that first game as opposed to the second?
No, I don't think so, just because what they're doing right now is working. And why would they change? They're getting a ton of yards in the throw game and also running the ball pretty effectively. So, I mean, there's always some little minor tweaks and changes or maybe a new play or two, but a wholesale change I don't foresee. If you do that, usually that's recipe for disaster. If you just go in there and think you're going to change it all up, then you're not going to execute it. You'll make some major mistakes. That's not the recipe for success usually.
Outside of the Josh Davis ankle twist, Coach, are you fairly healthy?
No, I would not say that. We're relatively banged up, but I mean, this is football. I don't know that once the season starts, you ever have like all your starters ready to go. And we don't, we're down a bunch of guys, but that's okay. That's been a great opportunity for the backups to get a ton of reps. And it seems like each week we get maybe one guy back. We get a big one back this week. Clay Moss, who was a first-team all-conference guy for us in 2019, hasn't played yet, and we're expecting him to be back. And so we get a guy back here or there, but we're still down some key guys, and we just wait for those guys to come back.
Jay Hill joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Do you peek around what's going on around the rest of the country and looking at potential matchups and what the what other teams, especially in that top five or top ten in the rankings, are looking like, and what that seeding may end up looking like here in a couple weeks?
Well, the only thing I know, and we don't really look at it that much, but the only thing I know is a lot of those top teams haven't played in the last couple weeks. You know, North Dakota State, South Dakota State haven't played. James Madison's not played. So a lot of teams in those top five, what people consider the top five, just haven't played recently. So that's about all I know. I'll look into it a lot more after we take care of business this weekend. But we just got too much riding on each week right now, and us, you know, having to play well ourselves. And the Big Sky right now, this is what's crazy. The Big Sky is good. Every team we've played this year is a legit, good, solid team. And you just can't overlook anybody in this league, or if you do, you'll be very disappointed. So I've been pretty happy with the overall play of the league.
Coach, I was interested to see how your defense came back a following week after Northern Arizona put up 240 yards on the ground, and how they would do against that rush and obviously stood up better against the rush. I'm curious, did you guys emphasize and focus on rush defense? And we get so used to talking about your offense because of the specialty weapons you've got, but let's flip over and talk a little bit about this defense that played very well in run-stop defense.
Well, it was really two games in a row. We played well the first week in the rush defense against Idaho State, and then we did not play good against UC Davis or NAU stopping the run, which is so uncharacteristic of us. So basically we kicked them in the butt and challenged them pretty good, and they responded like lights out. I think we held Southern Utah to 55 yards total rushing, and I think it was 2.3 a carry, and then we held them to 4.1 a pass attempt, which was outstanding because prior to that game, they were averaging over 10 yards a pass attempt, which is huge, and their quarterback was leading the Big Sky Conference in pass efficiency offense. So to hold the quarterback that's leading the league in pass efficiency offense to 4.1 attempt is outstanding. I can't say enough about how the defense played on Saturday. They were lights out, and I think we held them to 3 for 16 on third downs. I mean, they played very, very well.
So, you know, there's teams here in the Big Sky, you being one of them, that are playing. There's some teams that are not playing. And you don't need to go into specifics, but are there coaches out there that you're chatting with that are watching you play them and saying, like, man, we wish we were out there with you guys right now. We wish we were having a season. I got to imagine it's tough for a lot of teams out there.
Well, it is. It's tough. And I think everybody wants to play, and I totally get why. Between COVID and weather, and I mean, everybody had, the ones that didn't play had reasons as to why they just didn't feel like they could pull it off.
Yeah.
The one thing that's interesting right now that people say, oh, well, you're missing some teams, the league's not the same. We've got every one of the people who've won a conference championship in the last 11 years, other than Portland State, every one of those teams is playing in the Big Sky right now. Wow. That's won a conference championship in the last 11 years. So the football is still very, very good right now.
You actually said something that caught me off guard. Weber State has not won an outright conference championship?
No, we've shared six of them. They've shared six. So I'm almost positive the one in the 60s was shared as well. But I know the last five for sure have been shared.
Wow.
Had no idea. You would thought with the recent success specifically that you had some outright, but I guess Big Sky has been extremely competitive.
It's crazy competitive. And with 13 teams and you don't get to play everybody, it makes it hard to win it outright just because, you know, there's a chance that the two top teams don't play. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so that's, it's hard to win an outright conference championship with 13 teams in a league right now.
Yeah, I bet. Well, Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck coming up on Saturday, and look forward to catching up with you next week, getting ready for those playoffs.
Go get them, Coach.
Okay, guys, appreciate it. Thanks.
Jay Hill, head coach at Weber State, looking forward to cap off the season undefeated and pick up a high seed and get ready for those playoffs.